We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. During the trial, Prosecutor Creighton Waters asked Alex Murdaugh for more details about his addiction to opiates. The disgraced lawyer testified that the number of pills he took each day varied, anywhere from the dosage of 1,000 milligrams to 2,000. I had a pocket full of pills, Murdaugh said, claiming that he had the substance on him while talking to police, even on June 8th of 2021, shortly after his wife and son were murdered. Let's go to the courtroom to hear that.
You've already testified, as have other people, that you were still able to function as a lawyer over the years, despite the pills that you were using. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you were able, of course, during this period of time, to engage in these relatively complicated thefts that increased over the years that we've just talked about, despite the pill usage. Is that correct?
I was. I was.
All right. And you were also able to, during this time period, convince your staff that nothing was amiss with all of these exhibits, despite your pill usage.
I mean, most of those didn't require convincing my staff, but just so we're on the same page again, I acknowledge that I certainly allowed them to be misled. I certainly allowed them to do things that I shouldn't have done on my behalf, knowing that they trusted me.
How many pills were you using a day?
Depends on a number of items. Most importantly, how strong the pill was.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, let's say start maybe in January of 2021 and move forward. Can you describe to the jury what your daily pill intake was like?
I think at that time, most of what I was purchasing was 30 milligram pills, instant release, oxycodone. That probably mixed in with some OxyContin, which is made of oxycodone. It's just time release. I would have been taking anywhere from 1,500 milligrams maybe to 1,000 milligrams or 1,200 milligrams on a day I didn't take as much or didn't have as much, up to, I mean, there are days, many days, a lot of days, most days were more than that, and many days would be, you know, 20, more than 2,000 milligrams a day.
And how many pills is that?
It depends on the strength.
Well, let's say it's the 30s that you just mentioned.
If I took 30, if I had 30 milligram pills, you figure 100 pills would be 3,000 milligrams.
So you're taking 60 a day or something like that?
There were days where I took more than that. There were days I took less than that.
And how would you take them during the course of the day? I mean, how many are you taking at one time? How frequent in this time period, let's say January to June?
You know, there's a point in time, and I'm not sure when it was. I think it was well before that, where, and you have to understand this. This is something that I didn't, I mean, I can still remember the first time I ever took an OxyContin.
Mr. Murdoch, can I ask you to answer my question, and I'll let you explain all you want. And my question was, how many were you taking a day during this time from January to June? Answer that first, please, and if you want to explain, I'm happy to let you do so.
I'm not positive, and here's why. It's because over the years, like as I was saying, the first OxyContin, one OxyContin, made me sick. And that was when I was transitioning from hydrocodone to oxycodone. And it made me sick because it was a really, really, really strong one. And so, you know, one OxyContin pill was like 10 hydrocodone pills. So, but anyway, as I took more and more, and over the years, it just, you know, you build up a tolerance to pain pills. And so what might give me this energy, one of the reasons I became so addicted is, you know, some people talk about pain pills and how they make them lethargic and, you know, where they can't do anything and they feel. Opiates gave me energy. I mean, whatever I was doing, it made it more interesting. You know, it made me want to do it longer. You know, to go on a drive, it made driving, it just, at the beginning, it made everything better. But I took so much just to keep, it got to a point where I was taking so much just to not backslide or go into withdrawals or have all those symptoms. And so it got to the point where I was taking the amounts that I came to be taking in the time period you're talking about, January to June. So it evolved over time. It wasn't like it just started then, Mr. Waters.
All right, can you just give me one example of a day during that time period?
Sure.
Did you start at 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever time you got up and take one and then one every 30 minutes? I've given you a chance to explain. So
it would totally depend. It would totally depend on any number of circumstances. So starting a day, one of the main things that this would depend on was how late the day before I had taken pills and how many I had taken. And did I take them during the night? Did I wake up during the night and take them? So, you know, let's just say that it had been a while since I took any and I slept and I woke up. All right. Then I would immediately, first thing, take pills, because if it's been a while, a lot of times if you slept and hadn't taken pills, you'd wake up and you could tell the beginnings of those. I'm not going to say they were really withdrawals, but the agitation that you feel when you don't take it, and you could tell it. So you had to take it right away. And so I would start off. First thing I would do would take pills.
And that's how strong the withdrawals are for opiates, correct? That you feel that agitation until you can take another pill.
Yes, I mean, but that, I mean, that's just agitation's the tip of the iceberg when
Let's
it
talk about that
comes to withdrawals, opiate withdrawals.
I think you said in your what's been played for the jury and the telephone conversation with Special Agent Kelly that, and you talked about withdrawals, just how strong they are, how you're willing to do anything to make them stop, correct?
I think what I said is almost anything.
Almost anything. Well, describe that, please.
I mean, you're sick. I mean, you're physically, you know, you are physically sick. It's like having the flu when you ache and your joints hurt. You don't want to get up. I mean, you can't get up. And that's after a while. It starts with what you're talking about, agitation and, you know, fidgety. Everybody talks about how fidgety I was. But it starts with that, and then it goes to, you know, you might be sitting here and just all of a sudden sweat's running down your face all over your body. I mean, you like you ran a marathon. I mean, you literally sweat that much. The next thing that comes on after about, 12 hours is, I call it jumpy legs, but I mean, there's no way that you could sit right here in this chair. I mean, you couldn't remain sitting. I mean, you would have to get up and move around. And I mean, it's like your legs don't want to work. And that lasts for about 20, anywhere from 18 to 24 hours. During that period, the intestinal issues come in, and I mean, you can't control yourself. You have, diarrhea like you have food poisoning. You throw up. You're physically sick.
How many times did you try to self-detox?
Mr. Waters? Dozens, if not hundreds. I it's so many I can't tell you.
And those symptoms you just described are extremely powerful and made it very difficult to do that. Is that correct?
Made it difficult to?
To try to self-detox.
Oh, it's extremely hard.
You mentioned yesterday that you were paranoid. How long had that been going on?
Well, no, I didn't say that I was paranoid. What I said was, as the addiction evolved, there would be situations where you would have these paranoid thoughts.
And when did those first start?
I can't tell you when they first started, but...
I mean, how long before June of 2021?
Oh, a long time.
A week,
time.
A month, a long time?
Oh, no,
time?
No. Right. It was... You know, it was as my addiction got worse. I mean, it was a significant period of time. But, you know,
How often would you have these paranoid thoughts?
Usually a matter of seconds. I mean, it was something, again, my whole life, you wouldn't see me where I didn't have pills on me. And that's where I kept them. I kept them on me because I was scared to put them somewhere for fear somebody would find them. So I kept them on me. So if you saw me, I had pills on me. I had a pocket full of pills on June the 8th, on June the 8th, when I was sitting in David Owens' patrol car. So I always had them on me, and I might be going to Edisto, and I turn on Hampton Street right out here, and a police car pulls out. Boom. I have paranoid thoughts. You know, it just... But I could always say, you're not doing anything wrong. He's not following you. And I could get past it in a matter of seconds.
Did anybody in your family ever see you having these severe withdrawals?
Absolutely.
And who did?
Mags, Pawpaw, Bus, my dad.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of Alex's testimony as it continues today in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's vitamin C whitening fluoride toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's vitamin C whitening fluoride toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?